Right, so we pick up at the bottom of 78 Amud Bet, that is Ayin Chet Amud Bet 78b, and we were discussing yesterday, we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah had said, if the donkey is taken into the service of the king, right, someone comes along and you're walking with your donkey and the official, government official comes and we said, you know, nationalizes this donkey that you're carrying, it says, the owner can say to the renter, listen, it's your bad luck. What you know, take what's yours in front of you. So we had a dispute yesterday. Rav said, it's only if it's temporary. And he said, listen, but if it's full time, if they take it and they're never going to give it back to you, then it's not. Then the renter has to supply another donkey. That was Rav's understanding. Shmuel said, you know, whether the donkey doesn't make a difference. He didn't differentiate between temporary and permanent. He differentiated between whether you're walking in the same direction as this government official. If the government official is walking in the same direction, you just kind of walk behind him, and eventually he'll see another animal, and he'll tire of your animal and take the other animal. That is that is the dispute between Rav and Shmuel. And now there was a brata that we had yesterday. If you rent a donkey and it becomes sick or goes mad, which we had discussed yesterday as well, the owner can say, "Listen, not my fault. That this happened, it's an unavoidable circumstance, I can't help you anymore." However, if it died, or else it was taken into the king's service, right, then he has to give him another donkey. And we said that's a contradiction, obviously, because, you know, we just before we said no, he has to do it. So we said we can explain this according to Rav. So we said, Bishlam el Rav, lo kasha, kan, b'angaria, chozeret, kan, b'angaria, sh'enu chozeret. As we mentioned, there's a difference between permanent and temporary. If it's taken permanently, then the owner does have to give the person that's renting the donkey another donkey. However, Ela lo Shmuel Kasha, where we finished off yesterday, was that there's a problem according to Shmuel, and it says, now we give an answer. We say, V'chitema lo Shmuel Nami lo Kasha, maybe even according to Shmuel, it's not a problem. Kan b'derech halicha nitla, kan shelo b'derech halicha nitla. So maybe we can say, listen, Shmuel could say, when it's taken in the opposite direction, the person doesn't have to change his whole path and his whole journey. All he has to do is require another donkey. But when it's in the same path, then he can just stay along the path. So maybe that's how we could explain the difference between the two. However, that doesn't work. Hi, Rikatani Seifa, because in the last part of the clause, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer, because Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar says, "B'derech halicha halichata nitla." If it was taken in the direction where the person was still walking, Omer lo hareisho. Then he can say, the owner is entitled to say, listen, your bad luck, you know, pick it up when you can. Imlav, chayav la midlo chamor. But if not, he has to supply him another donkey. So we see, Michlal, the Latana Kama law shiny lay. So it must be, because this is an opinion explicitly attributed to Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. So this can't be any earlier opinion, because that's specifically Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar's opinion. And therefore, that's a distinction. So Shmuel can't explain it like that, because that's Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar's opinion, not the Tana Kama's. Okay? So therefore, Amalach Shmuel, how would we understand it? Shmuel could say back to us, love. Ki ika Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar dekai kavate. No, at least, well, there's Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar that holds like me. I hold Anna de Amri Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. I was saying it like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. That is one answer. Iba tema. Another answer Shmuel could give. Kula another answer that we could say. Iba tema. We could say Kula Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. He really. really, this whole brata is really Rabbi Shimon ben Laza's opinion. V'chusurim ekstra, if we come and we interpolate the following words, we understand the brata as if it contains the following v'chitani, as if it's written like that. Hasoche etachmor, if you rent a donkey, vivrika, or nishtatet, or it goes mad, or gets sick, okay, ama lo harei shecha lefanecha, then the owner is entitled to say, listen, your bad luck, it's totally unavoidable, not my fault. Meta or naaseit angaria, if it was died, and it's totally unusable, or if we've got seized into public service, chayav lamid lo chamor, he has to come and provide another donkey. V'meir devarim amarim, and then we say, in what circumstances that applies? Shelo b'derech halichata nitla. If it was taken opposite to where the person's going, it says aval nitla b'derech halichata. If it is taken in the same direction that the person is going in, omer lo haresh shecha lefanecha. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Laza. You can say to him, listen, not my problem. Go behind him and eventually change it. That is all the statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, so it says Shaya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar may, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says im bader chalikata nitla omer lo haresh chalav nechavim lav chayav lemidol chamor. Okay, so it says if it was seized in the direction, not in the direction that he was walking, i.e. kind of the opposite direction, taking him totally out of his way, then the owner has to give him the renter another donkey, as opposed to if it was going along the way, the same direction, then just, you know, follow a bit behind and pick it up as and when he releases it. All right, and that's not my fault. I don't have to, totally unavoidable, and therefore... then, you know, pick it up. All right, so now, the Gemara says, that sounds nice. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, are we saying the whole brata goes like Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, according to the second understanding? Via Katani Resha. But the first part says, Asoka etachamor, vivrika, or shenishtata. If you rent a donkey and it gets sick or goes mad, okay, Omer lo haresh chalav v'necha, here it is in front of you. In other words, wait until it gets better. V'ilu Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar amar, but we know that Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar says hasocha etachamor lirkov alea v'irika unishtata chayav lamid lo chamor. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar says is in another brata. If you rent a donkey and the guy says, listen, I'm renting it to ride on it, and it becomes sick or goes mad, the owner has to provide another donkey for this person to ride on. So surely Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar doesn't agree with that first statement of it getting sick or going mad. And the Gemara says no, there is a difference that we mentioned. It says the difference between the brightas is here. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar said ride upon. He wants it specifically to ride upon. So it has to be. And Amaraba Barhuna, he says no, Lirkovala Shani, he says, and therefore riding upon it is different, okay? Because if the person wants to ride on it, you can't, if he specifically says, I want to ride on it, you can't give him a donkey that's sick. We explained sick yesterday, that one of the main things of an animal getting the two understandings. One is that it gets like worms in its feet, and the other one is that it can't see. As we said, so if an animal can't see that well, or else it can't walk as fast, that is not the end of the world if it's carrying merchandise. However, if the animal can't see properly and can't walk properly, it's in danger of slipping, falling, etc. If you're going to ride upon it, that is not acceptable. If it's a person that's riding upon it, and he says specifically he wants to ride upon it, you have to give him the best of the best donkey, so sure that he doesn't get injured. And that's why to ride on it is different. Rav Papa just comments about this. Kli zuchukit, if it is glass vessels that you are carrying, obviously in such a in such a circumstance as well. Also, Lirkov Ale Adami, that's as if you yourself are riding upon it because of the fact that anything, the donkey's got to be in top form, otherwise if it's sick, you know, that it can't walk properly and is prone to falling, it can't see and it's going to damage the cargo, so then that is obviously as if you are riding upon it as well. All right, so now a slight change of pace here. Amar Rabba Bar Achana Amar Rav. So now still we're talking about donkeys. In a case, if you rent a donkey to ride on it, and what happens is, Rabba Bar Rav Huna says that Rav says, firstly, Asocha Etachamor, if you rent a donkey, Lukrov Alea, then to ride upon it, Umeta Li Lo Chetia Derech, and it dies halfway. Halfway through, notain lo et skoro shachetia derech vein lo alav elataromit. It says you have to pay for the halfway bit that you did, and there's only all he's got is complaints against the person. So there's no actual claim against it. He can complain, but he can't get. He has to go now and rent another donkey, and tough luck to him. So now the Gemara asks about that. Heike dami, exactly what is the case over there? E deshkiach lagure taromet my avidite. So if he's in a place where you can, rent another donkey, okay, even though he's only halfway, he's got to go another halfway, and he can rent a donkey for halfway. So he's paid for half his way, and he can rent another donkey for half the way. What's the complaint about? It's a little bit of an inconvenience, but what could he do? Okay, that's it. So there's no complaints over there. You can easily swap it out and get another donkey. E de lo shkiach agure. Ever, if he's in a place where donkeys aren't available for rent, agra by lemaitiv lo. So it can be, you should give. Why should he be entitled to give the donkey the owner of the donkey anything? He was trying to get from town A to town B, and now he's stuck halfway in the desert between town A and town B, and no one's there. Now, what's the point? He's in a worse situation than he was before. At least if he's in town B, trying to get to town A, he can go and rent to go through the desert. Now he's stuck in the middle of the desert. So, he said he wanted to get specifically to the town, and now he's stuck in the middle of there. Why does he have to pay anything? So what is the situation that we said all he's got is a complaint against him? Either he shouldn't have any complaints, or else he shouldn't have to pay the fee. So the Gemara says, Olam de lo shkiach agure. No, really, it's in a place where there's not many donkeys available for rent. Mishum de amalei ilu ba'at lemeiti li ad hacha lav agra ba'at lemeiti. Really, the reason is that he has to pay because the renter could say, listen, the owner of the donkey could say to the renter, listen, if you would want to come here, surely you would have had to pay to come here as well. So therefore, at least pay me for that distance. All right, might not be exactly where you want it, etc., but still, it still cost you what we have. We have similar types of things. Let's say we could relate it very easily to an Uber, that gets you from one place to another, even though that might not be all the place. That we'd have the same kind of disputes that would apply in these circumstances. Anyway, heike dami, but we still carry on, and we question this. We say, listen, e de amalei chamor stam. So maybe we just refine the case a little bit, and we say, if he says I'm renting you a donkey, any donkey. All right, this is very similar actually to where a person consecrates an animal, and he says it's on me to provide an animal to the Beit HaMikdash, or else this specific animal. Okay, so if it's the Chamor Stam, he says I'll rent you a donkey, so that really Achayev Lamid Lo Chamor Acher. So he has to go along and supply any donkey, right? He said I'd supply you a donkey. And therefore he has to give him another donkey. He promised him a donkey, so it's on the owner to give him the donkey. If the first donkey is not around, he has to give him a second one. However, if he specified this specific donkey, then right, so then he says, I'm giving you this specific donkey, then if there's enough money, surely what he should do, the donkey died, he should sell, he should, the owner should be forced to sell the donkey and buy another donkey to give him this guy a donkey to ride upon. So the Gemara says, Lord Tzricha B'Shein Damea Likach. No, it must be where there's not enough money, if he would sell the donkey to come along and buy another donkey. Surely the Gemara says, Imleish Damea Liskor Yiskor. Well, then, really, what should happen then is that maybe there's not enough money to go and buy another donkey, but what he should do is sell the carcass and go and rent another donkey for this guy. You score. And that is what he should do. Rav Latame. No, Rav says, no, he doesn't have to do that. Why? The Amar Rav Lo Mechilin Karna. In a situation where it would be, you're not allowed to come along and destroy the principal in order to make good on a deal. So if it would result in if fulfilling a deal would result in the whole asset being used up, then you don't have to do it. So we talk about that as destroying the principal. And Itmar, so that was this type of scenario was mentioned in another dispute. Itmar, and if you rent a donkey and it died halfway through the way, Amarav, Rav says, if there is a way that you could sell the carcass, buy another donkey, thereby maintaining some form of capital in this thing. Maybe it's not as good a donkey, obviously, but anyway, it's a lesser strength donkey. But what you should do, you should buy it and then give it to the person to carry on renting. Liskor, however, if it is was only enough money to rent a donkey, aliskor, then you shouldn't have to rent another donkey. Shmuel Amar, afliskor, iskor. No, Shmuel says, listen, even to rent another donkey, you'd have to use the proceeds of the carcass to rent another donkey. What is the argument about? Rav Savar, Lo Michla Karna, Ushmul Amar Savar, Machilin Karka, Karna, sorry, Machalin Karna. So no, Rav says there's no way in order to provide this that you have to go along and destroy the whole asset and use it all up in order to fulfill the deal. Shmuel says no, you do have to destroy the asset, even if it results in the destruction of the asset to fulfill your side of the bargain. You have to do it. Maitve, is that really so, that Rav holds that you don't do it? Now, we have an opinion. This is a discussion in the Schmitz year, we have these discussions. Erichin as well, Yavesh Ilan, or Nick Tzeitz, all right? What happens if a borrower gave the lender a tree as security for a loan, and then the lender can eat a certain amount of fruit up to the value of the loan? This was one of the things we discussed, talking about interest. This was a Syrian, one of the pledges that we had, but that was good. When it came to interest, that was just under 2 weeks ago. All right, so in that situation, in this now, this tree that was designated for as security now either dries up, okay, and is no good, or else it gets cut down. It says, Shneim Asrin Bor, both the borrower and the lender are not allowed to use the tree. So now, Ketzad Yaseh, it's unfair for either of them to take possession of it, because it's a bit in both of their possessions. So therefore, what do you do? Ketzad Yaseh, Yirkach Bor Karna, what you have to do is sell the tree, the proceeds, and it says, V'yokhal, you buy some land, actually, that's the missing bit over there. Yilakach bo karka, sorry, that doesn't say that. So, what you should do is take the tree and sell it, and then buy land with it. Okay, yilakach bo karka, what you have to do is buy land with it. V'yokhal peirot, and the and the lender comes along and eats the fruit. Okay, that's kind of as a repayment for his loan. Vahayacha in this situation, kavandhi matay yovel kai, matay yovel kai. But what about the situation once the yovel comes along? Once the yovel comes along every 50 years, kai hadra ara lamara. So surely this whole land anyway is going to be taken out of possession. It goes back to the original owner, and therefore it's like disappears vahai kalya karna, and therefore it doesn't remain with that borrower, and it could be that now the whole asset is being fully used up because the borrower is left with nothing. All right, so the hacha maskin, and so therefore the Gemara adjusts this a little bit, and it says, what are we talking about here? Dezavin lay l'shutin shanin. No, you sold it for 60 years. And the Amar Rav Chista, because Rav Chista says, Amar Rav Katina minay l'mocha sadai l'shishim shana sh'ain kozeret b'yovel. If you sell your field for longer than 50 years, here we give an amount of 60 years, we say the yovel is not applicable. It doesn't go back to the owner in the yovel year. How do you know that? Shinemar va'aretz lo timaker letzmitut. The land's not allowed to be sold permanently. Okay, it's in Parshat Bahar. You're not allowed to sell the land forever. Okay, mi she'ein lo yovel nimtzeit. So it means that if you would sell it and there wouldn't be a yovel yesh sham yovel ainu nitmatat. All right, if there is a yovel in the middle and the land goes back, well then it's not a permanent sale. Yatsa azu afalpi shein sham yovel ainu nitetet. So this excludes a case of where a field is sold, in this case longer for the yovel, even though there's no yovel, it's still not sold permanently. Okay, so you kind of get around the yovel by making the time period longer than the yovel, according to Rav Chista says that, Rav Katina says that. Gemara says, listen, still you haven't really got around the problem. Sof sof, al-hi matu shitin shanin, but you know, at the end of the 60 years, ka hadra ara lamara, the land's going to go back to the owner, and therefore, ka kalia karna, and then it is going to be used up totally. This principle is going to be totally used up, all right? Because then it's going to go from one to the other, and the guy's going to be left with nothing. Ella hacha b'maskinan. So therefore, what are we dealing with here? We reject that opinion. We say bisman shayna yovel noig. All right. So we say it must be when the yovel is not in place. It's not in effect. All right. And hakinami mstabra. And that also makes sense. So in other words, this land stays like this forever. And the yovel doesn't move it from one to another because we don't want the principle to get used up. Okay, hakanami stabrin, we said, there's logical. If it was the opinion where the yovel was still in place, mikla karna, then the principle could be fully used up. Why come along and do this whole thing? Really, what you should do is cut it into branches and take it and sell it straight away. So say imi shumha. If this was your supposed problem, Lord Kasha, that isn't a problem. Okay, zimnin de shalme shnei miskanta mikamei yovel. No, it could be that the time where he's taking this field as a mashkon, the field as security, will finish just before the yovel, and then the land would be going to the borrower for a certain amount of time, and then actually would be finished, and it wouldn't be that the principal gets totally used up. Okay, so therefore you could establish in that case inami another understanding de matulei zuzei umefareklei arbav chameshanim mikamer yovel. Else the borrower could come into some money 4 or 5 years before the yovel and repay it. So therefore this whole situation doesn't have to. You had said yovel was a big problem with michla karna, where the principal gets used up. it doesn't necessarily have to be that a problem, because either the whole loan could be finished for the Yovel, else the loan could be repaid before the Yovel, and therefore this isn't an issue. All right, so that finishes our discussion for the moment about donkeys. Now we move on and we say Tana Rabbana Nasocha Eta Svina. What happens if you are renting a ship? V'tava. And the boat sinks halfway through the journey. And now it's different in this situation. Rav Natan Amar, Im Natan, Lo Yitol, Im Lo Natan, Lo Yitain. All right, so Rabbi Natan says as follows. Listen, if you're ready, if the renter gave the money for the boat, he does not get a refund. What you gave, and that's it. So you don't get any money back. However, if you haven't paid, you don't give it in the first place. Okay, so it's kind of a principle. Even though it sounds a bit odd because it's two opposite conclusions, really, it's something that we have seen in other places as well, is that really the money stays where it is. It's a chazaka that you know, the money stays with whoever has got it. Okay, so if it's been given, the renter's lucky. If it hasn't been given, then the renter keeps it, but otherwise he doesn't get anything. Okay, so then that's fine. Okay, Heki Dami, exactly what are the circumstances similar to the donkey case? Ilema Bisvina Zu, if the person said this specific ship, okay, that I'm giving you, it means that only that specific ship, Vian Stam, and he says in general, the owner says, listen, I'm renting you this specific boat, and the person that's renting it, he says that you know, I have to take this specific wine to the destination. I need to ship this wine, this specific barrel of or cases of wine to that place. Imnatan amai lo itol. So then, listen, he can come along. He says, listen, you told me you were giving a ship, a specific boat and stam wine. No. So it's a specific boat and then unspecified wine. He says, listen, I could give any wine. I've got other wine I can give. So it's not specifically this wine. But why shouldn't he get a refund? Am I loy at all? Even if he's paid, he should get a refund. You should say, Lamelay Havli Svinta. Give me back this boat. In other words, from the bottom of the sea or the river or the ocean, whatever it happens to be, give me back this boat. You promised me this boat. Dana Matana Khamra. I can give anyone, so I'll go along. Give me back your boat, and therefore I'll get the wine. The guy said, listen, I can't give you back the boat. So he said, listen, well then, it's your fault. Ella, Visvinastam, Vayanze, if you swap the case around, where you said, listen, I'll give you a boat, and if you've got to transport this specific wine, Imnonatan, Amai Loyitain. In that situation, we flip it around. The person said, listen, I'll give you a boat. If you are giving this specific wine, he says, listen, I'm prepared to give you a boat. No problem that the thing sank. But I'll give you a boat. Go fetch that specific wine from the bottom of the sea. Obviously, that can't be done either. So then he should give him. He says, listen, you have to pay me the rental. Okay, so neither of those situations, in those extreme situations, is Rabbi Natan's opinion. So therefore, because in that situation, Naimalei, Havli Ahi Khamra, give me that wine, V'ana Martene Svinta, and I'll put it on any boat that I've got, and I'll transport it for you. So therefore, that can't be the situation. Azamra Papa, so therefore, Papa said, must be, Lo Mishkachadla, when does the situation apply that Rabbi Natan says if he's already paid, he's lost the rental. If he hasn't paid, he doesn't lose the rental. What is that situation? Lo Mishkachadla, Ella, Besvinazu, Vyanze, where both of them are specified, and this boat and this one, neither party can fulfill their obligation, so the money stays where it is. Aval, Besvinastam, Vyanstan, Cholkin, in a situation where he says, listen, I'll give you any boat and I'll give you give you any wine, then what you can do, they both could. You can't say, listen, it's all your fault, to either of the parties. It just happened. So therefore, in that situation, Cholken, you pay half. All right, Tana Rabbanan, more about a boat. Hasuche etasvina. We learn about if you rent a boat, and it says ufarke la bechatzia derech, and you unload it halfway through the journey. Notain lo skaro shel chetzia derech. You give the owner half of the fee, and it says v'ain lo ala ela taromet, and all he's got is a complaint against him. In other words, he's got no legal claim. All he can do is complain. Hekidami, exactly what are the situations. Yilema, deka mashkach la gura. If you say that you could find someone else you can rent out the boat to, what's he doing complaining? Amai itle taromet. Why is he complaining? He can rent it out. So even though he's only got half the fee, he can go rent it out to someone else. Ve'i lo ka mashkach la gura. And if he can't, if he's somewhere in the middle of the in an island, the guy got to an island, unloaded things on an island, and he can't rent to anyone else on this little island, kula agra vayashluma, then he should have got the full amount, okay, because he said, listen, I'm taking the boat all the way from here to there, and now you kind of stopped in this arbitrary island halfway through, and you can't get anyone else to do so. You should have to pay the whole rental. The Gemara answers, "L'olam the kai mishkach lagure." No, really, you could find someone else to rent it. Was there to rent it to? Ella amai itlay taromet. So why is he complaining? Mishum the rafsata the svinta. No, because of the wear and tear, kind of depreciation, because you're loading and unloading, which wasn't taken into account. Okay, so that's what he's complaining about. He says that my boat is getting used up more than it was. Yahi tanata maliata hu umamona itlay gabay. So really, if this is a monetary claim because of wear and tear, he should say, listen, here it is, and I'm detailing you, as to the loss that you've caused me over there. So it's not just a complaint that he's got against him, you can actually claim money against him. So ella my prika. So prika can't mean unloading, loading extra cargo on it, loading and unloading. Really what it means, the renter put more cargo into the boat halfway through the journey, so he has to pay prika to enet begavei. So therefore he has to pay an additional amount for so he has to come along and put pay extra amounts. Elamai taromet. So therefore, what is the complaint? That's it. Why would he complain about that? He's getting extra money. No, mishum shinui data. No, just in terms of the prior intention, they hadn't agreed on it when they did it. Okay, so he's just complaining because it just is a hassle now, even though he's going to get more money. Inami la ashama. Because now the boat's going to be heavier, he's going to need extra rope and either to tie up this extra cargo which he hadn't taken into account, or else he has to go buy extra rope now at a higher price to either tie it down, or else pull the boat in because now it's heavier and it could get stuck in the water, so he has to go along and buy this extra rope. Right, Tanu Rabbanan, Hasorche et Achamor, back to donkeys, Likravle, to ride upon it. It says, Sorche Matnea, Alek, Zuto, Viginuto, Mazonot, Shadoto Aderich. He can put along his clothes, his jug, and food for the whole journey. Okay, that's it. About Azla, Chamar, Lakaev, Alav. Mikan of Eilech, sorry, beyond that, you can't put, Chamar, the donkey driver. The donkey driver who would take this rent on the journey can stop him putting anything else on it. However, Chamar, the donkey driver himself, it says, Meniach Alav, Sorin, Vetevin, Muzunotav, Shulotoyom. All he can do is put on the barley and the hay for the donkey, as well as his own food for that that day, specifically, beyond that, the renter can stop him putting anything else on. So, Hakidami, what exactly is the, are we talking about here? If it's talking about where there's food available for Persians, so then the donkey driver should also stop the renter from bringing food for the whole journey. If there is no food on the way, and then the renter of the donkey to the donkey driver shouldn't have to say, listen, you only have to take one day's food, okay? You should take it for the whole way, as opposed to just a little bit. So Amar Papa, so Rav Papa answers, Lo tzricha deshkiach lemitrach ulezaveh. No, the food is available to do it. Lemiza, you can buy food on the way. Mavana lavana, from one place and one station to another station. In other words, where the donkey is going. Chamar darka litroch ulezaveh, where the donkey driver he does trouble himself to get off the donkey, go look for food, etc. Then he can only load food for the day. However, a renter of a donkey is not used to going along and going and buying food every day. So that's why we can make that distinction. Right, so now, moving on to another thing over there, another discussion. If you rent a donkey, then a man will ride upon it. You're not allowed to put a woman on. Okay, we'll see, why dafka a woman? Number of different things. Maybe the woman is not as used to riding the donkey, and therefore she will be too scared, and she'll hold on too tight, and she'll shift around, etc. And therefore, as a result, it's going to hurt the donkey. So as opposed to a man who's more comfortable with riding a donkey. Also, a woman could ride a donkey. She doesn't. A man puts his legs on either side of the donkey. A woman could sometimes, come and ride the donkey. Side saddle, I think it's called, where she rides it all the one way, all the other way. She sits with both legs on the same side, and therefore. That's it. So a woman can't do that. That's going to hurt the donkey. But if you've hired out for a woman, a man could ride upon it. Isha, bain gedola, bain ketana, whether she is an adult woman or a younger woman. Okay, afilu muberet, afilu menika, even if she's pregnant, even a nursing woman. Hasha menika amata, the fact that you said even a nursing woman has to do muberet mibai, that's two people. If she's just pregnant, obviously. Amar Rav Papa, he says muberet hi menika kama. No, we mean both are pregnant as well. As a nursing one. And Amar Abai, to finish off, he says, Shema Mina, Benita, Karsa. So really, we see that a pregnant woman is heavier in her stomach, Takala, right? So that's where it is. So once we're talking about that, fish, when the fish goes according to the size of a stomach, Ma Nafkina, Mecha Kumemkar, that is for buying and selling. You should know how to evaluate the weight of a fish. Right, we'll leave it there. Pick up tomorrow with a new Mishnah. Everyone should have a great day.